There is no doubt that brown is one of the most difficult colors in the world, simply because it's so difficult to nail it down precisely. There's warm brown, there's yellow brown, there's red brown, and it has a tendency to want to drift just a bit. This becomes particularly problematic for us because we try in the things that we do on the web, like this image discussion, to present the same kind of warm brown that we present in the magazine. In lens work, we print in duotone, so there is only two colors of ink, a warm brown and a black. And that warm brown is the same tone, same technically I suppose we should say hue of coloration, regardless of how light or dark the brown is. If you print with plenty of ink, it's as brown can be. If it's a very, very light tone, it's the same hue, it's just lighter. For some reason, that's very, very difficult to do in an on-screen presentation. And I just thought I'd take this opportunity to point it out because it is visible in this image. This lovely graduated tone in the water that goes from a fairly dark brown to a very high key brown, going from the lower part of the photograph up higher in the photograph, obviously. There is a zone in that series of graduations that if you look carefully enough, you'll see shifts from a brownish brown to all of a sudden a pinkish brown. This is one of the challenges of sRGB as a color space for presenting images on the web. It's virtually unavoidable, at least by any method that I've found, experimented with. I've done all kinds of research. I've talked to color experts. It just almost cannot be done. There is going to be somewhere in a graduation like this a little spot where the color just shifts a bit. And when it shifts away from the nice, neutral, almost chocolatey brown that we have, the tiniest little shift will make it either go yellow or red. It's the problem with brown. You almost never see it in any other color, but it is a reality of trying to reproduce brown on screen. Something just to be aware of that is, like I say, unavoidable.